I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
We got to get up to date. Derailment, Stillwater County. We'll have an update on that with David Stamey from Stillwater County today on Voices of Montana. Right now, my thanks. David Stamey is joining us from Stillwater County, an emergency service specialist. Of course, hopefully you've followed at least the information about a train derailment, whether it was a bridge collapse or a derailment. I think that's still yet to be determined, but getting us updated this morning on the latest is David Stamey again. And good morning, David. I appreciate you being here. It's probably quite an unusual weekend for you guys.
I would like to say it's unusual, but I'm not so sure anymore.
Right? Well, yeah, emergencies come in many forms. Talk about the mobilization here. First, maybe you can catch us up to date. Train derailment on a trestle bridge. This was just east, I believe, of Reed Point, maybe 5-6 miles. A very visible trestle, too. What happened there? What's the latest, sir?
We got our initial call on that from MRL and through our 911 center. And we notified our local resources, which is fire and rescue, law enforcement, myself, and our county leadership, so our county commissioners. And we were out there pretty quickly to start assessing the scene and making orders for resources. And so that's sort of my job, and fire rescue, you know, work to assess the scene and stabilize if anything needed to initially be stabilized, and call for some additional manpower resources. And I was working on, you know, as the liaison person up to the state and making sure that MRL was notified and kept up to date, and then start ordering some of the state resources. So, you know, our partners at DEQ and Montana Disaster and Emergency Services to make sure that we had a pretty effective response.
And it's, well, I guess there's a little bit of luck on our side. I knocked on wood in that regard. Talk about the 16 train cars that derailed, including the 10 that that dropped into the river.
Yeah, so they were the 10 that are in or almost in, and there's, you know, we're all, as you can see from the, you know, from the images that are everywhere now in the news, there's pretty significant damage to the majority of the rail cars that are, you know, that were impacted or in that derailment. So we're, you know, pretty lucky and pretty fortunate in the fact that, you know, the products that were there pretty quickly solidify. This is information, you know, that's already out, but mm-hmm. We were pretty lucky that if they solidify pretty much once they're in the, you know, in the cold water of the Yellowstone River.
And that was, there was cars carrying liquid asphalt, some were carrying molten sulfur, and another was a hopper car carrying some scrap metal. So those are the items that liquefied. But the emergency response, it's interesting, David, to kind of go back and recap that, because immediately I understood that there were warnings downriver and irrigation gates closed because of the unknown nature of this.
And it is, and I think, you know, anytime there's something this magnitude and anything that's a potential hazard in the waterways, you know, part of my responsibility is to reach out to the other emergency managers. So pretty quickly I was in touch with Yellowstone County and Casey Williams, that's the director of emergency services or emergency management there. And most of the water treatment plants, you know, took some protective measures. And then we worked with MRL or our folks to notify the ditches or the ditch riders that there was an issue, so they could, of course, take some protective measures, close their head gates until we knew what the issues were, what the hazards were.
And there's constant water monitoring, I presume, until those critical tankers get out of the water, right?
So the EPA and Montana DEQ is doing a really good job, and they've already done some sampling, and will continue, from what information they've shared with us, will continue to monitor in and around any of the affected areas.
And is the current status on that? David Stamey again is with us, emergency service specialist, Stillwater County, where the site of this accident happened. It's a train derailment or bridge collapse. I know that that'll take some time to determine first, but those protected measures, what's the status of the water quality right now?
So on the initial findings, they didn't find any negative impacts. So they're going to work and continue to monitor and continue to take samples, and we'll push out information and make it available to us, and of course push it out to the public as well, and all the stakeholders involved.
What does this process look like from here? I mean, I guess we are envisioning large, mechanical equipment in the river or nearby, and so I think with the that bridge collapsing, there's probably a continued safety concern.
So there are, and I can't speak because I don't think the complete plan's been developed from Rail Link, but they're working, I know, actively to come up with a plan that of course is safe and will allow equipment to be able to remove, all of the cars out of the Yellowstone River and minimize any environmental impacts. But of course, something like this, and you can tell just by the images, that this is, there's a lot of damage. And so it's just going to be a pretty long-term process to work through some of the planning. And I know that Rail Link is certainly leveraging all of the technical expertise that they have available to come up with a plan that it's going to be safe and, of course, minimize any of those impacts that are environmental related.
The governor has already visited. Your assessment of the state response or local response, county response?
So I think that it went really well. We started a unified command, so all of the leadership from all of the response agencies are sort of working together to coordinate in their specialty, from ourselves in Stillwater County at the local level to the state level, which has had a really great response from DEQ, DES, the governor's office. He was there the next day to give his support and get an on-site assessment. And we're working hand in hand with them. And then Montana Rail Link has done a fantastic job of integrating into the site and doing their assessment and taking over and using their expertise, which is what they do, their expertise to help manage and work through this mitigation piece and recovery piece that's gonna be coming.
David Stamey, again, emergency service specialist with Stillwater County. David, the And this, I know there's speculation here, okay, so forgive me for that, but it must at least draw some questions, or is a place of concern, that this structure itself, and I know there's a lot to be determined there, but what is your assessment of that, when this structure itself was tested pretty effectively, I believe, not very long ago? Maybe there's a lot to be determined here yet too, but does that concern you, or does that this happening, does that put you on alert for more, investigations?
Well, so I was saying that the NTSB, Federal Rail Administration, they were there quickly, and of course we're working to support anything they need at the local level, and they're going to piece by piece, very very methodically, review everything that happened and work through their investigation, and that's pretty lengthy based on the significance of this crash or this derailment. Yeah. And I think from my perspective, I want to wait and see what comes out of that investigation. I don't want to speculate.
Yeah, and that's fair, and that's a common sense approach too. Because you have enough to deal with right now. What is the dealing with this going to look like? And I know you'll have a lot of services there, but sometimes we seem to rush in, and then people rush out maybe a little bit too quickly. What's your sense of getting this permanently or satisfactorily cleaned up?
Well, Stillwater County, of course, because this is Stillwater County, so at the local level, it impacts us. It impacts us the most. So we're committed to right now supporting all of the agencies that are here, whether that's state agencies, federal agencies, or Montana Rail Link, to help them work through this and resolve this and return it to to normal, so we can restore all the services that are the Rail Link system provides.
And just informationally, Montana Rail Link will be rerouting, and they have indicated it will have an economic impact because it's going to take some time, as they have noted, sort of a longer-term situation here. Any assessment of further need right now? I know the county commissioners, there's a lot of people involved. What's the assessment of further need at this point?
I think for us at the local level, we're working to support, and we've leveraged some of our other partnerships that we have through our mutual aid agreements to bring in resources if we need to do that. We had Yellowstone County, Casey Williams was over yesterday to help some with that, and Red Lodge Fire has graciously offered up a PIO, and so we have a PIO that we're using a lot like a local level PIO to help us work through some information sharing, because I think that's what we feel like we need to do, is we want to make sure we're sharing as much information as we can with our folks so they're, don't worry, and make sure that they understand that we're safely trying to work through the process to restore everything. But we want to make sure for Stillwater County that everything is being done as near correct as possible and as safe as possible.
Yeah, I very much appreciate that. Are you working through local media to get information out to the public, or is there a number if the public has questions more if they're immediately affected?
So we have, I've taken, of course, an infinite number, it seems like, calls from other media sources asking. And so as much as I can, we update what we have available, and we have already vetted or has already been pushed out through some other source. We typically push to our website any major updates, and we post to our social media site as soon as MRL posts their information and their releases. And so we're typically doing that and working with other resources as well that are local to be able to push out that information. Like our local newspaper, we will push some of that information over to them as well.
Great. And we'll certainly keep people informed too, David. Thank you for coming on today. Thanks for all the service that our first responders and our emergency service, disaster services people are, give them a pat on the back for us too. This is an important time for them to do their jobs, and we very much are thankful for that.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to come on and speak for just a few minutes. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, and I will be calling probably down the road too, David. So thank you for that. Thanks for the work, getting us informed. That's very good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too, David. David Stamey's got some work cut out for him here, emergency service specialist with Stillwater County.